Okay, here we are. Thanks for coming. I think more will be on their way. So this is just a brief welcome and a little bit of explanation where we are. This is Peter Harvey.
Hi.
And his family is here. I think we'll give them a few minutes at the end to introduce themselves, and they'd probably like to say a little bit. So we're glad this can be a beginning. There's actually a lot of prayer and fellowship for months to get us to this point. So this is kind of a first of hopefully a lot more opportunities to be with our kids. We're thinking ahead. Maybe a little bit of background. Last summer, as some of you are aware, with the K through 6, we started something on Wednesdays that kind of came together at the last minute because COVID was more or less limiting. And so the moms, mainly that one and Jaritza, decided, well, we want to keep doing something with our kids throughout the summer. So they came up with the idea, well, let's do it every Wednesday for the rest of the summer, 10 to 12, and do what we can. So it happened. And I think that was a blessing. So there's a number of saints that coordinate for the YP and the younger kids. If you're aware, there's a group of brothers and sisters that coordinate for our Lord's Day morning meeting with our children, and that's K through 6, basically, or younger. And they also carry out Bible camp, which is a week in the summer. And then there's another group of two more groups. So that's two groups, and there's some overlap. Then there's two more groups with the young people, and that is planning our Saturday night young people's meetings throughout the year and taking them on special, do special things with them. And then there's a true school group. So that's another two groups that also overlap some. So then we added another group, which was burdened for the moms. We had that 144 moms came in February. So that was the fifth group burdened to, and it kind of shifted more toward families. And then out from that came a subgroup who's planning our summer events. So it kind of collapsed with the Bible camp group. So anyway, if you're confused, that's okay. It's a lot of people coordinating, a lot of people praying, and a lot of people burdened. So we'll just do a little bit more this summer. We've added a few more things, and we just want to build throughout the summers. We're already late in the game for this summer because in calling around to McKinney Ruffs Nature Park, they're booked solid the whole summer, Monday through Friday. We can't get our true schoolers out there because people plan ahead in Texas and the Bible Belt. Summers are for kids' camps and families, so we got to start planning for 2023, and we're going to try to even do more. We're adding this year a family day camp for 4 days, and so we want to just start learning and building. I was just in Colorado, and oh, it's so beautiful. So I'm already dreaming of taking some of the YP maybe this summer to coordinating with a brother in Denver, Steve Johnson, who works with YP. And anyway, we're just trying to dream and plan so one day we would have something that's substantial for our kids. I was also in West Texas recently, and they probably got 100 kids running around out there. Yeah, it's just, we're in the kid business. So we need to plan so the kids' hands are not going to be empty. You know, parents know, if you think my kids' hands are empty, they're not. They're going to be filled with something. So either we fill them with what we see and who we are, or they get filled with their friends and the schools and whatever that is. So someone's going to occupy their hearts, their vessels. So something's going to go in. Why can't we do more to get what we have in them so they could remain? So let me just say a little bit about this view. in especially the New Testament, the children are not mentioned that many times in the New Testament, I've searched, but households are mentioned a lot. And households mean, back then they had more kids than we have, so whenever you see the word household, you need to think unit. And in God's economy, the families are critical. You know, we know that the first thing God asked man to do is be fruitful and multiply. So that's the first thing we as human beings need to do is produce other human beings so that God can have the fulfillment of his purpose. So we have a responsibility to procreate, is that what they call it? To propagate, to populate, and that means raising children in a proper way with the family as a unit. So we want to help the family unit get stronger as husbands and wives, and then parents and families, parents and kids, so that those units are stronger and the kids see a godly family. And then these units are connected, related. That's what this weekend's about, is to help you get connected. So it's family time. We'll cover the schedule here in a little bit, but it's whatever works for your family. There's Vina back there rocking her baby. Kristen has one in her lap and the other two. So whatever works for your family this week, where you can retreat, meaning leave Austin. We left Austin. So Crosswell, don't think about your job. Don't think about what you didn't do today and what you're supposed to do Monday. It's out of here. So we just are focusing on the Lord and our own family with our spouses and our kids. And then also the Lord's called together about 40 of us that have the same vision and have the same purpose, and we want to spend time together. So you can, I thought about having you check in your cell phone at the desk. Don Looper used to do that with us on our brothers' meeting. Just put your phone right there because we're taking care of God's business. But we won't do that to you. But if you could just leave the screen and think about your family, think about other families, and it could be that as your kids get older and get more attached, that it's going to be someone else that's sitting, maybe here this weekend, that's going to be key with your kids. I've seen it with my kids repeatedly. It wasn't Karen and I at certain stage that could carry our kids. It was the Jenkinsons or the Rodriguezes. It was the Dyes. And those kids are still connected. I just saw Kimberly Dye, formerly Dye, up in Northern Cal. She's going on with the Lord. And Jennifer, my daughter, has a sick kid. She was going to come and share a little experience with you, but we'll have to save that one for later, about growing up in our household. And maybe she'll share that later. So we want to approach it from God's economy. So we're not trying to make focus on the family our ministry. And we're not trying to produce perfect families or stellar kids. When Luke is sharing about John the Baptist with Zechariah, actually Luke's recording it, but an angel is speaking. He says he'll come before him in the power and the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And it's a quote from the Old Testament. He leaves out the other part about the children to the fathers, because fathers, it's emphasis on us. We're in charge here with their family. And to make ready, then there's turns the prudence of the righteous, turn the disobedient to the prudence of the righteous, but that's not the focus. The focus is to make ready, to prepare for the Lord a people made ready. So the hearts turn to the hearts of the fathers. There's Alan right now, and this is this is Owen right there, right? So the hearts of the father is turned to the children. See, this heart needs to be turned. See, they got a connection there. To make ready, to prepare for the Lord a people. This is the people, not just that people or this people, but the people, to make ready a people for the Lord. So that's the focus. That's what the Lord is looking for. It was prophesied there in the Old Testament at the ending. It got picked up right at the beginning, and here we are. So we want to have the proper overview, because we will be talking about families. Peter's going to do most of sharing tomorrow. And no two families are alike. No kids are alike. So we're not going to get into how to raise your kids. We got a lot of different ideas about that, so we're not going there. You're responsible for your kids. The church can do a lot, but the parents are really the ones who have the responsibility. And so in the Bible, the household unit is the way God views us. We're saved individually, we receive the Lord individually. But the unit of salvation is the household. It's through the Old Testament, New Testament. So that means the parents, like Cornelius' house, are bringing their kids into an environment where you should be the ones that lead your kids to the Lord at the right age. That's what Karen and I did. You should be involved at the right age in baptizing your kids. That's going to happen next weekend for our sixth graders. We're having a picnic after their sixth grade conference, and there'll be some baptisms of our sixth graders. And so we want you to, that's family. The whole household was baptized. Of course, you're not getting rebaptized, but it's a family affair. And so then also the sanctified living in 1 Corinthians 7 about the marriage, Paul says about an unbelieving husband or unbelieving wife, if you don't leave them because they and the children, how they're going to be sanctified. So that means there's a process, an ongoing process of sanctifying our children by the household. It's mom and dad sanctifying. How will the kids be sanctified? So that's mom and dad. So then another verse that I've thought about for years, actually maybe over a decade or two, is a verse in Ephesians, which is a book on the church. And it's the heart, you know, we call those four books the heart. Ephesians, we call chapter 3 the heart of the heart. And it's where Paul, after laying out the blessings of the church and the position of the church and the producing of the church, the revelation of the church, he bows his knee. This is chapter 3. I bow my knees unto the Father, and I'm going to leave something out, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. What did I leave out? I bow my knees, Paul, unto the Father. And then there's a very important verse that we usually may skip over because, you know, we focus on verse 16 about that you'd be strengthened with power through his Spirit into their man. That just sets off, the four that's. So, but what is that little verse? I bow my knees. This is Paul. In the huge revelation, the heart of the heart, I bow my knees unto the Father, knees, plural, both are down there. I bow my knees unto the Father. What? Good. Of whom every family in the heavens and earth and on earth is named, that he would grant you. You got to pick up in Paul's thinking. I mean, he could have easily left that out. I mean, just go straight to the, you know, making home in the heart. But no, in Paul's feeling is that also is a unit matter, because he mentions specifically of whom the Father, identifying him as the source of what? Not just believers, not just individuals, but the source of every family.
Amen.
So the angelic family, and then every family on earth is named. He's our source. We're named after him. We belong to him. What are your kids' names, David?
Maddie, Ben.
Okay, yeah, I know both of them. So you named them. Did you come up with a name? Okay, Mama did. You're the source. It wasn't the Sways that named your kids, or the Harveys named your kids. You name your kids because you're the source. They came out of you. They're part of you. They're your extension. If you would have passed away, there'd been no Maddie. If you'd died a young man, there'd be no Maddie. There'd be no Ben, right? So they are out of your loins. They are a part of you. They are your extension on this earth. And so just like we are of the Father, and he has a thought that every family. So even now when I read those verses, I'm praying, you know, this is one of the prayers that we were supposed to pray every day or 30 times. Can you remember how many, Burley says, pray this prayer every day for a month, something like that? You know the mystery, something like that, right? Pray it for every month for every morning for a month, that he would strengthen you. And, okay, now when I pray that, I'm thinking the C family. It's not just me that needs to be strengthened.
Amen.
Honey, dear, Karen, we need to be strengthened. Kids, we need to be strengthened as a unit into our inner man.
Amen.
So I just think it's critical that, I mean, I'm getting more light on the feeling of the Lord toward the families in that critical area of the word. Okay, so maybe that's good. Wanted to review the schedule. I think we have a couple announcements, but I did want to read one thing from the ministry. This is in Romans, and it's about this weekend. And so this is family time. And it's mainly for the kids, and my feeling that the parents are here to relax and enjoy, but our kids need to have a great time this weekend. The kids, you know, all the moms know it. If the kids are happy, then we're good. Right, Dora? Mama's happy, then Daddy's happy. So we want to really take care of our kids. And so one way, this is a little quote. It's from the verse that says, entering in like manner, the Spirit entered in. You know this one in Romans 8, in like manner. And so it says, if a man is crippled and I want to help him walk, I have to take his manner. Likewise, if I want to approach a little boy, I must do it in his way. I should not say, little boy, little Owen, I'm a big giant who has come to help you. If you do this, the boy will look at you or look at me and say, I do not want you. You are too different from me. Right, Owen? I'm too different. Look at that. If I want to help the little boy, I must shorten myself. I need to shorten myself and squeeze myself into being a little boy. Squeeze myself. Hey, Owen, give me five. Hey, there you go, dude. What's up, Owen? We're gonna have a good time this weekend. Can you do this? with our kids this weekend. Throw off the formality. Yeah, we're still their parents. That's always going to be the case, but can you? And, okay, so squeeze myself into a little boy and say, may I play with you? That means you're entering in alongside. If I say this, the little boy will be happy and respond, good, let's play together. This means that I can join in to help him in his manner. So I say that because, you know, we're adults and we have a certain way to meet and we're formal, and but let's just put that aside. When we sing and do the hand motions, do the hand motions. Just forget about your pride and I'm a, you know, independent, self-made man. And just enter in alongside so the kids will see us enjoying each other, enjoying the Lord together. Amen. And let it be family time. That's what we did in our singing. We'll conclude our time with another singing on the Lord's Day. We'll end all together. Hopefully more will make it by then. And we'll have just 30 minutes of singing. And we want the kids to enjoy adults singing with kids. It's not a local church meeting. It's not the table meeting. There's no message. It's just mom and dad and the kids together. Okay, so the kids get to see us being like squeezed. Can you do it, Croswell? You Marine, ex-Marine? Can you just squeeze down into... You might be crawling the floor chasing that kid. I don't know. No, yours are grown. So anyway, just if we can come in alongside the little ones, you know, parents know how to do that. Okay, so the schedule real quick. It's on the back of your itinerary. And how are we doing on time, Alan? My watch busted. So, 7:41. Okay, I need to, he's going to take 5 minutes. So it's on, you've got this in your little basket, your gift basket. And I just want to highlight two times. One is the parents' fellowship. And that's at 10 tomorrow in this room. And children will have activities. So Peter will be speaking, mainly Peter, to us parents without the kids. Unless, I mean, you can bring them along. If they need to crawl, it doesn't matter. Just forget screaming kids, crawling kids. It doesn't matter, right? It's family. That's what families do. So, and then the brothers will be just brothers at 1, and that's here. And then sisters are tomorrow, Lord's Day morning at 9:30 here. So those are special fellowships we want to have, and we will record so that those who couldn't make it can catch it. So if you, you know, I think Shannon and Kelly and Vanessa, I mean, some of them who helped put it together know the schedule. You can just check with them, right?
There's more of those on the back table,
too. Yeah, there's more of these. So just it's full schedule. We got some fun stuff for the kids. This camp, one reason they chose it was they coordinate these activities for the kids. They do this for a living, so they know what they're doing, and they're stuff for all ages. So main thing is that you as parents would feel refreshed, you could relax, you could enjoy your family and the other families in the church. So if there are no more questions, we'll give Peter... He wanted about 5 minutes just to say a little bit.
Yeah,